Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Jaren's Outpost is a bustling city located in the nation of Goldcrest.
A nation that nobody cared about until the king was slain by a bunch of adventurers.
Unfortunately, adventurers did what adventurers do, and they didn't think of the consequences of killing a powerful tyrant, and they promptly left the citizens of Goldcrest to figure it out for themselves.
For now, Jaren's Outpost is a melting pot of religions,
criminals, politics, and paranoia, with everyone keeping everyone else in check.
But all that's about to change. Welcome to the enhanced edition of Jaren's Outpost.
You only want to take it to the Sabres.
Yeah, that's it.
Purely for love.
Purely for love. Take it to Sabres. You know, this girl Laura, she's with me. Oh, we're together forever.
How'd you get the blood cult tattoo?
Oh, it was misspent youth. You know, you think it's clever, join a blood cult, and then eventually you're like, why would I ever do that?
How fresh the tattoo looks.
Do I buy that at all?
Greg Pierce's bluff is very high. So,
I'll take it at face value
right
now.
I'm going to give you two pieces, both of you, because you both made these rolls, two pieces of information, and I'm going to let you guys do with them whatever you want. When he says misspent youth, you think that the story is probably largely true, but you think there's something more to it than that.
Yep.
Also, you are both able to tell that the tattoo is fresh. It's still, like, red raw from being applied.
Fair enough, Greg.
No, so, we all make mistakes.
That's the information. You make your own conclusions.
I just don't think I care.
Okay. Sure, blood cult, whatever.
I'm just not going to let Greg get out of my sight.
He'll fuck your wife. Not your wife.
He probably has.
Not your wife.
Fuck the idea that I have. It's something we did in the past. We've moved beyond it.
The same Greg Piss that fucked my wife.
Different fella.
I swear to God.
There's another guy, Greg Piss, going around fucking wives. Not me, fella.
All right.
Not me, mate.
I imagine.
How do we get the weapon back?
Some street urchin to go around and say that his name is Greg Piss.
Oh, God, yeah.
My name is Greg Piss, and I fuck all your wives.
You did good, kid.
Some,
you
like,
good.
9-year-old kid.
Flicking my gold.
Standing at a bar stool somewhere.
There's Greg Piss. Get him. He fucked my wife as well.
And a scarper.
All right.
So. No one's going to be a kid. You'll be fine.
Yeah. So
well, none of this solves the problem, right. Getting into...
So Eaton's got it. He's the dragon. Now, it seems that, like... So the gnomes wanted... Dwarves... Why are the dwarves? Who the fuck are the dwarves, by the way? Like, the gnomes I can see because it's their weapon. Why are the dwarves here? What?
You know that once a year, Dwarven Merchant Company comes through to trade and stuff like that? It used to be this big celebration that you guys would do. There'd be, like, parades and...
Remember the dwarf parades?
Like, celebration.
They were great.
Yeah, they were.
Fucking love this dwarf parade.
Oh, man.
This is actually kind of around the time of year that they used to do it.
Okay.
So they just happen to be here.
Perhaps, yeah.
So, all right, here's my question.
Meat Pie, what are they doing at the orc camps now?
The audience can't see this, but Zamet's doing like a gesture as if he's talking into an earpiece.
Oh, no, it was the temple. I was
like
doing
a Professor X.
I
couldn't see it properly, so it looked like an earpiece to me.
No, I like the earpiece better.
What's the orc encampment looking like, Meat Pie?
Meat Pie, come in.
Oh, they're still having a punch on, aren't they?
All right, here's my question. Who's Eaton's greatest enemy?
Eaton is unfriendly with the militia because he, like, you say that you represent the people, and he ruled with an iron fist, so it's a bit, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. The church, Gnomes and Penia, because, once again, they represent the people. The blood cult kind of don't necessarily hate him, but they're really big in the status quo right now.
Yeah, right.
They
yeah.
like that there's a lot of upset going on. The orcs are obviously not friendly with anyone. The halfling families, they a little bit like the chaos that's going on, and also, like, he was very racist towards them.
He's a jerk.
The Sabres don't get along with him because they're fundamentally good and Eaton's fundamentally evil.
So, most of them.
So, he has no friends.
Yeah.
Well,
he's on his own.
I would say them, that the people we want on our side right now, probably, and the ones we can get, honestly, militia, right, halfling families. Yep. We go chat to Little O, we say, hey, we need to get in, we got to get that weapon you want. Oh, yeah. Mate, what can you provide us?
Yeah,
you know, chuff on in, grab it.
Maybe do we let Little O in on the saber plan so he doesn't think I'm fucking him?
Yeah, no, you're kind of setting yourself up for failure. Let's just not tell him.
Not
and look, mate, if need be, you can blame me. He's already got it in for me.
Does he?
Oh, yeah, but
did you fuck his wife?
No, you fucked his daughter.
Oh, fucked his... No, his daughter. Yeah.
Oh, Jane.
Gave her one.
Gave her one.
She's always so upset.
I'm a good lover.
Do I know some guys in the militia that'd be willing to help us on this particular...
Yeah.
...plan?
You could ask a bunch of your closest buddies.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, maybe 10 people. You reckon if you just ask them, they'd help you out? You do have a lot of sway within the militia as well.
I could get Captain Tolton to help us out.
If we can basically get them distracted at the gates, we can slip on in while they're distracted with, you know, all the business happening outside.
I could definitely get you 10 men, or half-orcs, and one other race of thing. I don't know.
Like a normal half.
And potentially more. Getting the 10 guys would be easy, because I just tell them I need their help, or I was cashing in on the favour that I owe them from, that they owe me from whatever.
Yeah.
Getting the captain involved makes it harder because he'll want to know what we're doing.
Right.
And I can't lie to the captain very well.
As an idea, if you wanted a distraction, you could speak with the... You know for a fact, I guess, that the gnomes and the dwarves have big weapons that they can hurl at enemies. So that's an idea as a distraction, but you would be betraying them.
Okay, so...
Because none of you are planning necessarily on giving it to them straight away.
Did anyone see... Are we the only ones that saw the dragon take the weapon?
Well, the gnomes and the dwarves were both there, so presumably if their people in that tent got out alive, they know. Whether or not the orcish leader is alive, maybe the orcs know.
Most people saw the dragon fly back there, right? And it seemed like I wouldn't have to assume.
The militia would know that the dragon came out.
Yeah, right? So people will be at the gate of Eaton. Hopefully, you'd think. Yeah?
Yeah.
What exactly do you mean?
Well, if Eaton's getting distracted and the gate's open, we can sneak on through the fray.
Can we go behind them? Maybe we get a boat.
Yeah.
Steal one of the dwarves' boats. Go behind him, scale the walls.
Yeah, right. Could do that.
Well, so I'm kind of feeling, do we strike now or do we give it 8 hours?
Is time of the essence?
You don't think the dwarves or the gnomes are going to be... They're probably both going to want to reconsolidate before they do anything because this was a big fight for everyone.
I think we reconsolidate, and then I can talk to my militia buddies and see if they'll be able to help us in any way, shape, or
form. If you reconsolidate, it gives you time.
Yeah, right, let's take a breather.
Because also then, if they attack, then we just attack while they attack.
Yeah,
we just wait out.
That's
while they attack, then we just do our thing.
Sneak on him.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you guys just going to head back into town?
Do you want to come to my place for dinner?
Yeah,
I could go with some food.
Absolutely.
On the proviso that I met you at the pub.
Done. Right, yeah.
And we got in a fight, and I saved you both. The end.
It's a good... Yep. I can,
right,
yep,
yeah, I can...
Yeah, done.
Back that up, that's...
Case. You all head back to Periwinkle's place.
Yep.
Each of you individually feeling that while maybe you're not 100% satisfied with the friends that you have allied yourself with, you understand that a lot of bigger factions are also vying for the same item, and you need as many friends as you can get right now.
Yeah.
When you get to Periwinkle's place... The table's already been set out. Obviously, Periwinkle's wife was not prepared for two extra people, but there's plenty of orcish gulgoshik to go around.
Yum.
She makes the best gulgoshik in the town militia city.
Gulgoshik, incidentally, is sheep's bladder stuffed with hen's bladder.
Oh. It's delicious. I love it.
With an egg cracked over the top.
I enjoy it, I assume.
It's pretty good, to be honest.
My knock
if you
recipe.
Like meat, it's good.
Yeah, it's right. Great.
Oh, it's delicious.
Delicious.
That's
lovely.
Bloody lovely. This is bloody delicious.
Don't overdo it.
All right.
Fair enough.
What's his wife's name?
Gragia.
This is bloody lovely.
Gragia. Mrs. O'Rourke will also suffice.
Right. Mrs. O'Rourke.
Mrs. O'Rourke.
Stella Meal. What were your kids' names? Did you end up settling on a kid's name?
I'd name my kids yet.
Would you like to?
Sure. This is Buttons. And Sweat Rock.
My God.
This is Greg.
Classic strong orcish names. Unlike
rock.
Their father, I suppose.
Right, how are you? Sweat Rock.
Buttons. I was named after my dad. These are my kids. This is Greg and Leo.
How you doing?
And my friends. Off you go.
We met at a pub.
Yeah, he saved us.
Yeah, fights.
There was a fight at the pub. He saved us.
So dinner's finished, and you say bedtime.
Mm-hmm. Bedtime, kids.
He runs a tight ship.
They're not going to bed. They start kicking up a stink. One of them overturns her. They're like 9, oh, 10. Okay. Orcs. They're like 5, 6.
But that's equivalent 9.
Yeah. One of them overturns like the remains of her gulgoshik and starts throwing cutlery at people.
Oh, I might. Where's the loo? I just want to get out of this awkward situation.
Don't have one.
Oh, right.
There's an outhouse.
I'll go to the outhouse.
Your wife calms them down.
I don't want to get, you know, it's awkward.
She gives you a sympathetic look.
I'm trying.
A sympathetic look. She'll berate you later about other things.
Good night, kids.
Your papi and Knock Knock leave you like a little present for your grandkids, for their grandkids, and then they go home.
Good night, Knock Knock. I mean, Knock Knock, because she doesn't speak English. All right, you can sleep on the couch.
Right.
You can sleep on the couch.
Oh, thanks.
You're both small, so. And it's a half-old couch, so.
Sweet.
I'll see you in the morning for breakfast.
Yes. Right. Breakfast. I wish we'd discussed any kind of code before. Assuming that was code. You're just talking about breakfast.
Your wife goes out the back to slaughter a pig for breakfast. As in, like, you know, you gotta let it bleed.
All right.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
While she's there doing that, we're going to bed. We wake up tomorrow. I'm going to go into work. And you're going to come with me to help me with some stuff.
Yeah, sure.
And we'll go from there.
All right, sure.
The house is, like, very nice, very cozy, a bit comfy. But a lot of choices are like, there's the orc. Like a painting that you're pretty sure is painted in blood.
You know those little people have little like China statues in like a glass.
Yeah, yeah.
Just that, but it's just slaughter. Like just
bones and teeth.
Right. Lovely.
A man's scalp.
Piss, you go to sleep to the sounds of Periwinkle and his wife arguing upstairs.
Oh.
Topics of conversation include:
you didn't get it for the church?
I didn't get it from the church. It's a bit more complicated than that.
Who were those weird men?
And
why is one of them sleeping on our couch?
Those two guys were guys who were in trouble, and I helped them, and I'm pretty sure the one that smells like piss and is named Piss is homeless.
The fucking chief.
He'll be gone tomorrow.
Okay. Chief.
I blob you.
Blob you too. That's the last sound you hear before they go to bed.
It's like a concept like love, but it's not a direct translation.
No. It's there's no word for love in Orcish.
They made up their own word for each other.
Aww.
At the end of the day, I like to imagine this as a loving relationship.
Oh, it is. I feel like it's under stress right now because the city's in chaos.
Probably, yeah.
No, that makes sense.
You've been working long hours.
That's just life.
So where would I live in Little Tigerland?
I'm imagining an apartment like building.
Oh, yeah. No, I was imagining him living in a little cot in a storeroom.
Now I'm imagining an apartment building in Little Tigerland.
Dingy apartment. Maybe with my gnome girlfriend.
Your gnome girlfriend is not home. Well, very few gnomes are in certain parts of the city right now. Did you see her on the battlefield today? Tonight?
Your apartment is so shitty.
Yeah.
You know, 70s style, lino on the floor, a bit peeling up.
If your life was any worse, your gnome girlfriend would, when you open the door, she'd have a baby jiggling on her knee and be like, where the fuck have you been? You know what fucking time it is.
Oh, God, I almost want that to happen. Adam?
No. You do take out a beer maybe from somewhere?
Yeah, cold spaghetti.
Sad.
Yep, and eat it out of the tin.
Spaghetti, a traditional halfling meal. I'm allowed to make Italian jokes because that's my heritage.
Exactly. Damn right. Maybe a pastizia too. Oh, the dream.
Can I wake up?
Pastizia, strictly gnomish.
In the morning, I want to leave a note. Dear, I don't know, what's a gnomish lady name?
Flip.
Dear Flip.
Flip?
Yeah?
Flip Sham Rock.
Dear Flip Sham Rock.
You see a note on the mantelpiece.
Oh, no.
You open that. Leo, I didn't want to wake you. There's some food in the kitchen.
Oh,
things are good in your life.
Thanks,
that's
love.
Good, man.
We all have functional relationships except for Greg.
I've got several functional relationships.
Thank you very much. I want to go to my restaurant, say I'm taking the day off.
Little, who is Little Low's son, is currently managing the kitchen. You taking the day off?
Yes.
You look a little hurt. Where were you last night?
At the docks. For a little.
I know.
For Papa. Right. It's working on it.
All right. He gives you the eye as you leave.
Giuseppe will take over my government shit. It's okay.
How far away is the Little Teagle Eye from the militia?
Little Teagle Eye?
Yeah.
Look, you can see it on the map.
Yeah, you're bordering each other.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Can I just... Oh, hang on, Little. Go make, like, 3 coffees. And just take him. I'll be back.
Little gives you such a stink eye as you leave.
Just take it out of my wage, Little.
They don't have takeaway cups. You're taking their, like, fucking china with you.
Take out of my wage.
Except it wouldn't be called china. You're taking their elven with you as you leave.
Get out the good elven.
I've got mugs. I always imagine that the restaurant he works at is the kind of restaurant that you would go to if you're in Little Teagle Eye and you're like, oh, let's stop at this nice little halfling restaurant. But then you go in and you're like, why is everyone staring at us? Like, you're not locals. Mm. It's clearly a front. Like, you know, restaurants like
yep,
that.
Yep, yep.
Is there like a? It's like
that. Bagels or anything?
But
there
the
as
food
well?
Is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is there like something I can eat on the way, like a Danish or a pastry or something? From
they probably have. Yeah.
What are we making? Getting more of a stink eye from Little though.
They probably have like breakfast pasties.
Cool.
Stuff
I'll
like
grab
that.
One breakfast pasty. Eat that. Cast mage hand. Carry the coffees. See you in a little ton.
I like that mage hand is not an extra hand. You know that it requires you to manipulate your hand. However,
so you just got
to
manipulate.
I guess you could hold 2 coffees like that.
Yeah. You can do it. Wait, the pasty in your mouth.
It's fine. I would be back later, little.
Can I walk behind him and, as we walk to the militia, steal apples for breakfast from carts?
You actually have breakfast at his place.
Yeah,
you have cereal with meat flakes in them.
Yum.
Gragia wakes up first, Periwinkle, and in your half, like, sort of awake state, you are aware of her, like, kissing you on the cheek and saying, come downstairs when you're ready. Yeah, with the herbal remedy that your wife applied, you're doing a bit better than you would be.
Look in the mirror and I'm like, you got this, big guy.
Who's Knock Knock's favorite orc? Who's Knock Knock's favorite boy? I'll wake up early and I'll fix everyone coffee.
Oh, coffee.
Just thought I'd, you know, make you guys a cup of coffee. Felt like, you know, maybe got off on the wrong foot beforehand, Ms. O'Rourke. You know, just want you to know I'm a stand-up guy. You know, have a coffee, enjoy. Good morning, everyone.
Your wife, with a very surprised expression, surprised and cautious expression, accepts the coffee.
Right. I also take the coffee with the same look of wary acceptance.
It's not poisoned enough.
Gragia says an expression to you in Orcish that roughly translates to be a good host, and then she drinks the coffee.
I drink the coffee. It's not awful. Well done.
Thank
Let's
you.
Go. All right, we're heading to the militia, but we're not going to see the captain. We're going to see my mates first.
All right.
All right.
That's a good plan.
And we're just going to tell them that Eden has a dragon and that we need their help.
Yep.
To stop him using the dragon to basically seize control of the city.
Before you leave, though, Gragia once again kisses you on the cheek and whispers when she does that, be good.
I'll try.
Can I give his 2 daughters... Hey, I've got gifts for you. I want to give one a hunk of cheese and one a chunk of meat.
Right. And they both accept.
Excellent. Let's chuff along.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I meet up with them, boys.
Yeah, I assume you meet up, like, in a market somewhere. Yeah. You've prearranged. Yeah.
Bought you some coffees. There you go.
Right, thanks.
All right, so we're going to go to my militia buddies. We're going to ask the 10 buddies that I've got to see if they'll help us.
You're on pretty good grounds with them all.
So if I said we need to storm Eaton's castle because he's got a dragon and I think he's going to seize power again, the captain would be on board with that.
Well, you don't know, but you like you reckon you have a chance at convincing
like
him.
Like a discussion.
Yeah.
We'll stay here. You go to the militia.
I think we should check in with Laura, really.
So meet you back in an hour?
Yeah, right, give it an hour.
I might go check in on
Pierce.
Yeah, right.
While you guys are having this conversation, you're maybe looking over Leo's shoulder, and you see in the crowd, trying to look, looking very nonchalant, but he looks up and makes eye contact with you, Father Ralph Moran.
Right, so I'm going to take off. I'm gonna shoot. I'll meet you back here in an hour. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right. I've run... Not run, but brisk.
Just me, or did he look like he was running away from someone bad?
I know, I'm walking too, Father Moroni.
All right, cool.
When
you walk towards him,
bad.
He turns and, like, walks, obviously, right. Leading. All right, you want to go meet your mates?
I'm going to go meet my mates.
And where are you going?
I might go check in on the gnome, see how Flip Sham is.
All right, I think we'll start with Periwinkle.
Cool, cool.
The militia are operating right now out of Captain Seymour Tolton's place. His just place of residence is where their headquarters is. You go in there. He's got like a very nice, stately-ish sort of building. He was well-to-do before everything happened. People like him. He's very popular because he was kind of the ruling elite, but he was a nice guy, which was very rare. So he has a lot of sway in the town, and the town militia naturally formed towards him. You've got a pretty good relationship with him. You're both friendly.
Yep.
You're feeling pretty good coming in. It's busy. A very busy day today.
Yeah.
You haven't contacted those 10 buddies ahead of time, so you're going to have to grab them each individually.
Yeah. My strategy would be to talk to them individually, get them on side first, so that if I can't get the captain to agree, I've at least got these 10 guys.
No, that's clever.
I just tell them that the dragon thing and that Eden's being a dick, and I don't think I reckon I'd tell my buddies about the weapon.
You will?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You talk to all 10 of your buddies. 9 of them are like, yeah, we'll like, if you need help, we'll back you. We'll back your play. Most of those 9 are like very, you know, like, whoa, we're blood brothers. We bled together. We live together. We're going to die together. A couple of the ones who say yes are like, umming and ahhing. They seem a little hesitant because it's very dangerous, but they say yes. Oh, you also find out that, like, everyone knows shit went down last night, but no one is exactly aware of what happened. The dragon itself was completely black, so it kind of camouflaged against the night sky. Then when it landed, yeah, it was on the other side of the wall, hard for people to see. The gnomish contraption didn't leave the docks area very much, so a lot of people didn't see that. Most people are aware, though, of the dwarven ships docked outside, or docked a little away from the shore. But very few people know the exact specifics. Many of the town militia are like just trying to collate information. So actually, you have the opportunity as well to let people know what happened last night, but give away what you were doing last night in the process. Would you like to take that up?
Well, I feel like I'm going to have to tell to camp the captain. If I want the captain to help us, I'm going to have to tell him what I know. Unless I just go, trust me, bad shit's going down.
All right. You just give a debriefing, just like to someone else when you first get in.
Yeah.
And because of that, that 10th friend is like, I'm sorry, I got a kid on the way. There's too much at stake here. I'm sorry.
All right, Ian, you're okay.
Ian apologizes one more time, and then he goes back to his job.
We hug.
You've got a good bond with your men.
I do have a good bond with lots of people.
9 guys on board.
Right. When I need you guys, I'll let you know is basically the thing that I give them.
Yeah, they're like,
We're on standby as soon as you need us.
Like I said, a couple of them are a little unsure, but any of them are ready to help you at a moment's notice.
All right. Now go to the captain.
Captain Tolton is Captain sitting Tolton. in his office. It's just a room filled with activity. He has 3 sub-commanders who are organizing different parts of the city. They're constantly receiving and sending messages. They have their own desks in his office. He's got this big one with paperwork stacked all over it. He's got this old, disused-looking sword leaning against one of the walls. You know that he's probably in a casual conversation that you've had, a friendly one, he's mentioned how many times he wants to bring Silver Steel, the name of the sword, out of its sheath.
I love it.
I walk in there, people buzzing around. I'm just like, Captain.
Erwinkle, have a seat.
You want to get Silver Steel out of its sheath?
He smiles a little bit at that. And he says, why? What's up?
You know the thing that happened down in the docks last night?
We're vaguely aware of it. I was told that you were maybe there.
What if I told you, 2 words, Eaton, dragon. And not Eaton with an E-N, but Eaton with an O, like Damien?
He gives you a very curious look, and he says, I don't recall giving you permission to reconnaissance the docks.
I was off duty.
Bearwinkle, you're a loose cannon.
yeah.
But damn it, you get results.
What can I say, Chief? I'm a good bad cop.
What are you thinking? What's cooking in that brain of yours?
What is cooking in that brain of mine?
What's
the question? You get results. Basically, I have reason to believe that Eden has a dragon and is planning something massive.
Wouldn't have to be the gnomish weapon, would it?
But whatever it is, I feel like he's going to use it to try to reclaim the city again. And we've worked so hard to, like, prize it from his shitbird fingers.
Eden's been quiet for so long. Why show up now? And if he has a dragon, a dragon as large as what some of these reports claim, he says, like flipping through some of the papers on his desk. Why all of a sudden? Why has he not done anything previously?
How would intimidation go with Captain? Probably not very well.
You could try.
Well, if you were successful, I suppose it'd be fine, but...
If I was unsuccessful, I'd be fine.
You'd be in a lot of trouble.
Is he an animal? Can I handle him?
No. Unfortunately, he is an animal only in the bedroom.
Yeah, he is.
Gracious.
Look, you know me, Captain. I'm not the guy who works out the plans. I'm not the guy who uncovers the conspiracy or digs into the controversy or does all of the research like Commander, what's his name over here with his paperwork and the guy over there with his typewriter.
They both turn around as you mentioned.
What?
I don't do that. That's not me. I'm the guy who goes in when the shit's real bad and I come back out. And all I know, last night, shit got real bad and I think the shit's about to get a lot worse.
Tolton nods and he says, all right, well... If a plan is to be formulated, it'll take some time. I thank you very much for bringing me this information. I don't know why you were over there. I don't think it was necessarily to further the town militia's cause, but I trust you not to screw over the town militia. So I'm not going to promise anything, but I'm going to let you do whatever you want to do. So you go, and I'll tell you what I'm planning later when I've worked it out myself.
Thanks, Captain.
No. Thank you. He stands up from the desk and leans over to shake your hand.
I shake his hand too.
I was unsure when we first hired you. A half-orc? But I'm glad we did.
Oh, there's a lot of institutionalized racism in this town.
Periwinkle's heart is just... Oh,
man. Melt.
He'd cry if he still had tear ducts.
Burnt off.
I leave the militia.
One more thing.
Yes?
You need anything smaller... Anything, like, more discreet, let me know.
Understood.
Now we'll jump to Leo Shadow.
Awesome.
So you were heading toward the Gnomish area, yeah. The warehouse district.
Before that, I want to go back to Little Teagle Eye.
First, get
a couple more coffees, like, a little, it's fine. Just do it. I'm working things out.
As you walk out, you can hear a little, like, ringing something on the register.
I love this. Like, three more coffees and, like, a couple of pastries. All right.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Go back to Gnomes.
So, the Gnomes have constructed a makeshift barricade to bar off their entire section of the city. At first, a lot of people were very mad about this because the gnomes don't actually own every building there.
Mm-hmm.
But the gnomes, through superior firepower, were able to prove that they rightfully owned anything that they didn't before.
Okay.
The gnomes have been very, like, isolationist, almost to the point of Eton, in that they don't go out, nothing comes in. It's all very, like, hush-hush and secretive. Any gnomes around the town are allowed inside. But, like your girlfriend, if you ask her any questions about it, she won't tell you anything, though.
All right. So is anyone guarding the place?
Yeah, there is, like, a big old set of gates. Once again, all makeshift, but still kind of, like, sturdy looking.
All right.
Standing atop the gates are a couple guards.
Cool.
Halt! Who goes there?
Hey, it's me. It's Leo Shadow.
Leo Shadow! Let me just check the list. I'm sure you're on it.
I've met you before. It's Flipsham around. I'm assuming I've been here before.
You have? Maybe you've come to the gate, but you don't know every gnome right. Who works there.
Hey, it's me, Leo. Flipsham. I'm here to see Flipsham. Is she around? Got you a coffee?
Go away.
Kind of mage hand the coffee up. Got you a coffee?
The gnome mage hands it back down to you. We're not seeing visitors.
I'm not asking, is she around? I just want to say hi, maybe give her a coffee.
We're on a high security alert. No one's allowed in or out. Under order of Erky Timbers. Everyone here knows Erky Timbers is the local chapter leader of the Gnomish Trading Company.
Classic.
Well, is she on it getting a break anytime soon? I have some information about what happened last night.
Come back in an hour.
Now, gotta be somewhere in an hour.
Well, I guess you're just plumb out of luck, aren't you?
It's about the... Look around. The weapon!
The gnome gives you a very, very suspicious look. And he says, wait right there.
That's what I thought.
You're fucked.
He hops off the gate.
I'm going to try and blame it all on the quiet knives. I think I got it.
A little while later, the massive gates open just a fraction, and a very tired-looking gnome steps out. The gates close behind him. He wanders over, and as he approaches you, half a dozen gnomes take the walls. None of them are pointing weapons at you, but they all have weapons.
Ah, speaking.
The gnome comes right up to you, and he says, my name's Erky Timbers.
Good morning.
I'm in charge around here. What do you need?
Leo Shadow. Hi. Here's a coffee.
He takes the coffee.
Thank you. I've had too many. All right. Now I'm holding two. Awesome. Hey, so... actually, really, I just wanted to see if Flipsham was all right. She's okay.
We have a lot of wounded and injured from the events of last night. We're still trying to work out who is and isn't alive.
Okay.
I'll let her know if I see her to contact you.
It's real sweet of you, Erky. Okay, so, do you know what happened last night? Because I was at the battle. I'm just wondering, like, if you need some little intel, because, like, I think I know what happened.
You say what you know first.
Sure. All right, Eaton came in and took the thing, but I think Eaton might be working with the Quiet Knights.
You're not Greg Pierce, you don't have
a bluff. Who do you think you are?
I got a good bluff.
What evidence do you have to suggest that?
Work at the restaurant, I overhear a few things, and I have some suspicions that maybe that they're working with Damien Eaton, but definitely the dragon has your weapon.
All right, I'll take your information under consideration.
Yeah, and if you need me to do anything for you guys, please let me know that.
We're fine, right. Max.
Okay, it's all right. Calm down. We're all friends here.
No, we're not. I don't know you.
Leo Shatter, I gave you a coffee.
Yeah, you did give me a coffee.
Just before, did you forget?
I thought we were friends, man.
So you work for the Little Lows. You want me to attack a rival halfling family, and you want me to just take that on faith.
I'm not saying take it on faith, Erky. I'm just saying have some hospitality.
Hospitality was 5 years ago.
I didn't even hear 5 years ago.
Well, I guess you're just too little, too late.
Don't call me little Erky.
That's so funny coming from a gnome.
I know, right?
I'm an inch taller.
Hey, that's a big inch.
Hey, look, it counts for the little, like, races.
That line would have been better if it was too little low, too late. Was that all?
Yeah.
All right, then.
You guys going to attack Eaton soon, or...?
That's for me to know and you to hopefully never find out.
Well, fine. I leave in a huff.
He also leaves in a huff.
Hey, you huffed each other.
That's
you broke
right.
Even on the huff.
Yeah, I did. I head back to the militia.
As you're heading back, you spot in an alleyway a halfling just watching you leaving the gnomish barricade. Before you're able to, like, do anything really about it, he just disappears back into the alleyway. He was pretty far away.
Shit. Meat pie, be on the lookout for other quiet knives.
You don't know that was a quiet knife.
Educated. I'm making an assumption.
There are three halfling families.
Yeah.
I haven't even met any of the Surefoots.
All right, Pierce.
Yeah, right.
You're following Father Moroni for quite some time before he finally slows down enough that you can catch up. You're in a sort of sparsely populated street, but there are people around.
Something
that
matter?
Turns around and he says, I'm aware you were involved in the events of last night.
I was trying to get it, but Dragon took it.
You didn't get it?
I did. Couldn't. Dragon took it. I'm pretty good, but I can't steal it from a dragon, can I? And I've been thinking,
you
Father Moroni.
You had best try.
Oh, I will. But I've been thinking, Father Moroni. My soul. What's that worth, really? You know? It's damaged. It's old. Right? It's covered in a thousand different
Father Moroni reaches into his clothing underneath and clutches at possibly a holy symbol strung around his neck.
Yeah.
When he does that, you feel a stabbing pain in your chest.
Yeah, right. But what I was going to say is...
He lets go.
What I was going to say is I might be more inclined to do this and not just let you do whatever you want with my soul if you added a little bit of, coin to the deal we've struck here. You know? What's my debt?
You're in debt 10K large to the Quiet Knives.
Cool.
You're in debt... 9K to the Surefoots.
The 19 currently, yep.
You're in debt 5K to the Little Lows.
Mm-hmm.
Your bookie, 6K to him.
Okay.
And you're probably in debt like 2K to the Thieves Guild.
Something to the tune of 32K? something like that.
I will give you 5,000 gold. And this is...
Right, yeah.
After you have completed the mission.
Well, all I'm thinking, right, is that how else are you going to get it, you know? How else are you going to get the weapon? And I have leads on several places it might be within the next week or so. The militia, they're going to have it for a bit. Little Teagle Eye will be theirs for a bit as well. I can tell you when.
Tell him. Oh, jeez.
Who else?
Can't trust
Sabers him. Might end up with it. But without me, you'll never get it, will you?
Moroni leans in close to you and he whispers to you, if it doesn't end up in our hands,
right,
I can assure you it will not matter to you what happens to anything.
Is that a threat on my life or my soul?
I don't make threats, Mr. Pierce. I make statements.
Oh,
he turns around and leaves.
Oh, that's a good ender for a conversation. So long, Father. I'll go see Laura.
All right. You're heading towards finding where Laura is. You, like, know maybe some vague places. It's
whatever.
A big city. A carriage pulls up.
Mm-hmm.
Two orcs, full-blooded, get out.
Quiet knives.
One of them growls at you.
Get in the wagon.
Yeah, all right.
You hop into the wagon. Papa Quiet Knife is there.
How you doing?
Papa. There's a weedy-looking elf sitting next to him, like a bookworm sort of bookworm sort of person, but an elf. The two orcs come in and they sit either side of you. You're like, classic Quiet Knives. The only halfling in this carriage is Papa Quiet Knife.
you owe us a lot of money.
Yeah, I'll do. Yeah, yeah. What is it?
19k,
something like that.
10k.
10k.
You owe 9k to another family.
Say that. You owe them only 10k. You owe another family 9. You owe them another.
Yeah, sorry, I get my debts confused.
It's funny you should say that.
Right, yeah.
We have consolidated your debt with the little horse. You owe us 50.
Oh, right. So, what, my debt to the little O's is now to you? Makes
now,
it easier, really, doesn't it?
It's good to know. You don't understand.
Right, what am I missing?
When an outsider owes us a certain amount of money, we need insurance.
Right.
Now, when you owed us 10K, that was nothing.
Right, by the extra 5.
Unfortunately.
Brings me over a certain threshold, does it?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to have to take some insurance.
Oh, can't take my soul. Someone else does that.
What an odd thing to say.
No, it's just someone else's insurance on me.
I don't have anyone who can take your soul.
He chuckles, and the little weedy elf chuckles as well.
I'll have a laugh along with him. That's a good point. Fair call, so what are we talking?
Well, what do you want?
Let's have a look, shall we? I'll open up my bag in the middle of the carriage.
Do you have your loot? Did you give him his loot?
Yeah, no, he gave it back in the fight.
That would have
right,
been funny.
So we got, what, bedroll? I'll take that out. I've got this blanket. It's for winter, not super useful here.
Okay.
Artisan's outfit. Lay that down in the middle. Barely use that. I've got some holy water.
You lay it out on, like, this metal table that's in the middle of the carriage. You're laying all of this stuff out onto it.
I pull out the spell book full of spells. It's it belonged to a powerful wizard, this dip.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, all right, you got me.
I'm so shattered at the griff didn't work.
Mug of ale, but the ale spilt, so everything's covered in ale.
Papa Quiet Knife is smiling more and more as this is happening. He seems quite amused.
I've got caltrops, that's all right, useful at least. And this iron pot, which I sometimes cook soup in.
Is that everything?
Yeah, that's like everything in the bag at least. Oh, well, the loot and my clothes, I guess.
Papa Quiet Knife gestures, and one of the orcs sweeps everything off the metal table.
Can I quickly shove it back in my bag?
You can try.
All right, I'll just be listening, but putting everything back. Right, none of that then.
Have a seat, Papa Quiet Knife says, tapping the metal table.
All right. Can I get an idea of what's actually occurring here?
We're taking our insurance.
Oh, I'll hop on the table. What?
Do you sit or lie on the table?
Sit.
Please, make yourself comfortable. Lie down.
Can I have... So I'm
the carriage continues to trundle through whatever street you're currently in.
I'll lie down and continue talking. So I assume you're taking, you know.
The half-orcs begin strapping your arms and legs down.
Look. If you got to take insurance, you got to take insurance. Mm. I know my dues. I know how it works. But I'd like to know what bit beforehand, all right?
Papa Quiet Knife leans gently on the table as the orcs continue to strap you down.
Well, let's just say I want my pound of flesh.
That's a good line.
Is Papa Quiet Knife Shylock from The Merchant of Venice?
The weedy-looking elf takes out a leather-bound pouch and it opens up, unrolls to what looks to your medieval eyes to be maybe implements of torture, but what are actually surgical tools.
Right.
Do you know how long a human kidney can last outside of the body?
Not terribly long, I imagine. Not much can last. Well, actually, my guts came out last night and that lasted a while.
Two whole rounds.
A lot longer than a lung can.
Right, which one
do you like less? Papa Quiet Knife puts a hand on your chest as if, like, assessing your lungs.
Kidney, take the kidney if you've got to take one.
No. You can live with one kidney.
Yeah, I'll die with only one lung.
It'll take a while.
The weedy elf begins an operation. No anesthetic is used.
Oh, God. Okay. Can I cast a spell on myself?
Not with your hands bound.
Damn it. Alter self. Make it look like I already have no lungs. Got him.
It's a painful procedure.
I imagine.
They remove one of your lungs, put it in a box filled with ice, close that box, and the carriage stops. They open the door. There's no such thing as a mafia doctor or a halfling family doctor.
Yeah.
But there is such thing as a halfling family priest.
Okay.
Which fills kind of the same role. They hand the organ and the box off to the priest to keep it fresh.
Right.
All right. The lung will keep for some time. Surprisingly, it might last longer than you.
Wouldn't that be ironic?
Papa Quiet Knife chuckles at that.
Yeah.
They let you out at a random street.
Are there any temples still operating?
The gnomes and Penia and the Sabres also have a chapel where people can go for healing. Though the Sabres often ask for a favor in return. And you are already, like, trying to win their favor.
If I go to the Sabres, they're going to be mad at me for failing. So, I'm going to go to gnomes. Going to see if I can find a cleric, get my lung back.
Yeah, you could certainly try.
No, I will.
The Temple of Gnomes in Penia is run by Chief Priestess Clara Norman, but you find Father Keaton there instead.
I've been attacked. I'm a friend of Periwinkle's. I know he's a member of this church. Overheard him and his wife talking about it. Can you fix me?
Father Keaton, who knows of your reputation, he knows you're doing something sus, but he also isn't going to turn away someone in need.
All right.
So he does provide you healing.
That's good.
You recover 15 hit points.
Can he bring the lung back?
He can't bring the lung back.
There's no way to grow a newie? That's not an unreasonable request, indeed.
Grow a newie.
It's a difficult spell.
Why?
It would require the chief priestess's help, but I do not think she would cast this spell without made certain promises, essentially.
Fucking make promises. I'm nothing but promises.
She's not in town right now. You can come back in a week's time.
Right. No, thanks. Thanks, Father. That's good to know.
You're on 41 hit points.
Yeah, but I'm missing a lung.
You've got more hit points than I do. And you're above what Zamet's total hit points are.
Right. Do I have a scar?
Yeah.
All right, I'll cover that up. I don't want them knowing anything that happened.
Nah, fair.
Everything's information. Everything's a tool. Promises are cheap.
All right.
Promises are free.
Well, we're all banged up. We should go to the church and get healed.
All right. Periwinkle and Leo, when you guys all arrive, Periwinkle, you were not staring daggers, but, like, looking very sort of suspiciously at Greg Pierce.
Oh, I came here earlier, you know. I couldn't find Laura. I thought I'm pretty banged up. Might as well head to church, get fixed up, you know. That's not unreasonable.
Hey, Father, how you going?
I'm doing well, thank you. There's, like, chanting or something going on nearby. You can hear it echoing into the main room. Your wife was by earlier today. She was saying you were going to help us with the,
Yeah.
All
I'm helping you spread the word. Supporting the church. I'm not technically lying. I'm just omitting details.
You're a bad liar, though.
I am.
Like, it's like, am I putting one and one together here?
Everyone's putting one and one together. Yeah.
Who in this goddamn city doesn't want a weapon?
Right. It should be destroyed.
Yeah, Father no, I agree. Says.
Oh, man, it would be good destroyed.
Well, yeah, well, destroyed or whatever.
Anyway,
anything else.
Would you mind giving
your friend has already had a dispensary for today, but I can help both of you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Father.
There's only so much to go around.
That's right, I understand.
There was a lot of trouble last night.
You know me, Father, when there's trouble, I have to help.
Please, take a knee and pray.
I will.
You probably had to do this as well, but I imagine you just faked it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm doing my praying.
Gnomes and Penny, you guys are great. Like
about three syllables behind Pennywinkle. Our father, no, gnomes.
Who is a gnome tree, likes to eat babies, and is kind to us.
Kind to us.
Fix my body.
Please.
Well done.
That's exactly how it goes.
That's the prayer.
The prayer of body fix.
Periwinkle, you recover 24 hit points.
Oh.
Leo, you recover... Oh, you're full hit points.
Sick.
Just for good measure, Keating gives you one extra dispensary, Periwinkle, and puts your strength back up to normal.
Oh, thank you, Father. I'll see you next Sunday, maybe before.
Go in peace.
You too.
Or, however you choose.
All right, where are we going now? Leo?
So just out of curiosity, who doesn't want the weapon?
I assume you're having this conversation like over coffees and
little
pastizzis or something in the little tigre.
I'm not necessarily going to share this information with you two, but putting it out there. I have the option, if we need to go back to the captain for something. I don't have to tell these guys that.
No.
Good.
I'm keeping so much from you guys.
I know.
Is Little around?
Yeah, but you don't want to meet him.
No, I fucked his sister.
Yeah.
What about Little Low? He's above.
Little Low, would be up in his office probably.
What do I know about the relationship between Little Lows and the Quiet Knives?
None of the families are friendly. They do basic level business together because they kind of just need to. Like, for example, the exchanging of debt. That's one thing that's like, they don't even think about it. They wouldn't try to fuck each other. It's just like, all of them understand that it's best that it's left there. But that being said, they are trying to encroach on others' territory all the time.
All right. So, the weapons aside, I really just want to not have to deal with the Quiet Knights.
Well, they're a bloody, they're a bunch, aren't they?
You know, Little is currently behind the counter, no one has noticed yet, staring daggers in the back of Greg Piss's head.
So,
I think it would be nice. For me, especially, if we could kind of do something to the Quiet Knives.
I'm like, kind of gesturing to my neck, just something by the Quiet Knives. We might just be good. Just be good.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
So you're suggesting, if I got this correctly, that we, three individuals with, you know, meager amounts of power or sway completely eradicate somehow an entire halfling family. One of the oldest, mind you. No, not the oldest, but youngest. One of the most cruel and violent of the halfling families.
Do you hate the Quiet Knives, though?
I mean, me too, but it doesn't seem like much of a deal, does it, Parry?
Going to war with the Quiet Knives is a dangerous prospect. They are brutal.
There's
nothing off the table for them.
A very vocal
if I have policeman's the weapon,
then they can't shoot me.
Is finally able to spot behind the counter. Little is like doing something at the register, but you can tell suddenly that he's not actually paying attention to the register. He's just pressing buttons on it and staring at the back of Greg Pierce's head.
Greg.
Yeah.
I don't want you to move.
Right, I won't.
Or look around. But I need you to be very, very honest with me.
All right, yeah.
Have you ever done anything that would potentially give little reason to kill you?
Oh, no, he fucked the Don's wife. he fucked the little sister. He fucked the little sister.
I did fuck the little sister.
Okay. Don't turn around. Just stay where you are.
Yeah, right.
So he's noticed that you're here.
While you're having this conversation,
it was in the back of my head, like maybe.
Little is moving away from the register, and as he moves away from the register, he comes out, starts walking towards you guys. Greg Pierce, you're facing away from him,
mm-hmm.
But Leo, you see he has like a flintlock pistol that he tucks behind himself as he walks towards
you
guys.
I'm about to get the finale for The Sopranos.
Actually, no, and he probably has like a little, towel sort of thing that he's putting the pistol under.
Can I see him?
You see him walking towards you guys. You don't see the pistol.
Right, that's right. I don't see the pistol, but I see him walking towards us.
Yeah.
I just try and intimidate him just to get him to stop walking towards us.
He stops abruptly. He finally sees you, Periwinkle, a member of the town militia and formerly the town guard. You could see him doing mental calculation in his head. How much does he hate Greg Pierce? Does he hate Greg Pierce enough to blow the back of his head out? Literally in front of a cop. The calculation finishes and Little turns around and walks back to the register.
We should go.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Did you want to have a chat with a point up?
I mean, I wouldn't mind, but I don't want to impose. It seems like Little's mad at me.
Little is hot-headed, but Little Low wouldn't kill you just for...
I feel like... I mean, aside from even the fact that... I feel like he'd be offended that I stopped by and didn't say hey, you know what I mean?
That is true.
I might chuff upstairs, you guys can...
I might want to come with you as well.
I'll stay here and keep an eye on Little.
Good point.
All right. I'll head upstairs.
I wave Little over and be like, I'll have another one of this, please.
Little very, like, stiffly takes your order and goes to fetch it. All right, so you two going to go upstairs?
What's the plan with Little O?
I just got to chat to him.
Upstairs, you see two halflings.
Yeah.
Two halfling guards, obviously, playing, like, a dice game against the wall. They stop when they see you. One of them straightens up and says, what do you want?
Speak to Little O if I can. Papa Little O, sorry. And Leo is the...
Who shall I say is here?
Greg Piss.
I'll let him know.
Yeah, right. Cheers.
The one that stood up walks off to Little O's office.
As he goes away, can I bend down to the other guy playing dice and be like, he's cheating?
The other guy is actually standing up as well when he leaves. But he seems wary about Piss.
I nod.
The other guard comes back and says, Little O's in a business meeting.
Oh, wow.
You can have a seat if you want.
Wouldn't want to impose. Yeah. How long's the meeting going to go for, do you reckon?
It's nearly finishing.
Oh, so take a seat. That's all right. If that's not a bother for you, Leah.
That's fine. We nothing to...
You take a seat at what is a waiting room outside the Papa's office.
Yell out in case you need me to come upstairs.
That would have been clever.
Yeah.
From the other side of the door, you hear like muffled a little bit by the walls.
No.
And then there's like scuffling.
Just don't react. Yep.
The scuffling finishes. The door opens and a halfling waves you guys in. Little O is leaning back, reclining in his chair. There's maybe five halflings in the room in total, all of them armed, and one just scrubbing a bloodstain out of the floor.
Would you mind if I did this alone?
Of course.
If you wait outside, you can come in after me. It's business.
It's business.
All right.
Little O reaches out with his hand.
I kiss the ring. I know the score.
Greg Pierce is an idiot, but not that much of an idiot.
Right. How are you, Little O? I got a question for you.
Why would you ask me how I am and then immediately ask me about a question?
It was a pleasantry. You know, nobody asked how are you, wondering how
pleasantries are supposed to be pleasant. A pleasant man waits for a response.
I apologize, Papa Little O. How are you?
This is just typical of your kind. No respect.
Right, yeah. How are you doing? You having a good day?
No, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a crying shame.
My,
he smiles.
Lungs are acting up.
Aye, so you not. That's what I was wondering.
I hear things.
Can you tell me why you gave up? I don't mind having debt to you. You're reasonable, but bloody quiet knives. I took a lung.
Quiet knives,
You've never taken a lung. Finger, maybe.
Brutal, yes.
Yeah.
You were... You're no longer in my graces. Not in my good book, not in my bad book. You're just... loose-leaf paper to me.
Right, well... I guess I just wanted to know if it was, anything I'd done for you.
You know what debt's worth?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, but...
Only what someone will pay.
Wise
I don't
man,
need debt. I needed information.
Right, yeah. What information? No, you don't have to tell me. Why would you? The Shorefoots, are they giving my debt away as well? Because that's a lot of debt to have to the quiet night.
I hear things. Maybe yes, maybe no.
What do I have to do to make it yes, I guess is my question.
Apologize.
Apologize?
To my daughter.
Yeah, all right, yeah, I'll do that, yeah.
He talks to one of the halflings. Rosita! Get Rosita!
What?
She seems a bit shy.
Hey, Rosie, how are you? Oh, never mind.
Slick my hair back as best I can, lick my fingers and smooth my eyebrows down.
You know, I loved you like a son. You could have been my son.
I done you wrong.
You did.
I could make an honest woman offer. I could strike your deal here. Great. Marry your daughter. You wipe away my debt with the quiet knives. I'm yours. Greg Piss will tie himself down for you. Is there any greater form of respect than that, little oak?
Jesus.
Get rid of the saber problem.
Greg does get rid of the saber problem.
Little oak considers you very carefully. And he says, finally,
that's the girl's decision.
I respect door opens. That. I respect that. Rosita comes in.
Rosita! Greg Piss. He has some words for you.
Rosita, I've done you wrong. I left you. That's a terrible, terrible thing I will never forgive myself for. And here on this day, I'd like to make amends. I get down on one knee. I would ask you, Rosita, will you be my wife for the rest of our natural lives?
Mrs. Piss.
Miss Piss. Would you like some time?
Papa, Johnny said he was going to apologize.
I thought I did. A million apologies, Rosita.
What is this? She starts crying.
Oh, fuck.
She starts bawling her eyes out and runs out of the room.
Damn it! I did apologize, technically.
You need three things in life. You need fear. You need love.
Okay.
And you need respect. You fear me, but I don't know if you love me or you respect me.
Right, yeah, no, that's...
And I doubt you'd do any of those for my daughter.
Little O, you got me there. You'd never let me marry her, would you?
She'd said yes.
Wow, that's...
Unfortunately, you rolled a one.
That's a weird choice on your part, little O. I'm not husband material. Right, well, pleasure chatting to you. I get off.
Let him out.
I'll leave the room.
Piss!
Yeah.
Promise is a promise. You apologized. The Surefoots are selling your debt. Fuck it.
All right, thank you, little O.
He leans back in his chair.
Look at Leo like, whoo.
Do you tell Leo about how much you owe?
No.
Well, Leo, you are aware of the concept because you heard selling debt. You know that the halfling families trade debt. You also know that Quiet Knives, every like 10K, they take something. Insurance. Right. And because Greg Pierce has nothing except organs, they will take organs.
Gotcha.
So if it wasn't obvious, the Surefoots are going to sell your debt, but they have not yet.
Right.
So how much do you owe right now?
15K to the Quiet Knives.
And how much to the Surefoots?
Six?
Six, yeah.
So they're busting you up to another 10, so you're going to lose another organ.
Mm. Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. If the Quiet... Oh, goddamn.
Okay.
How'd it go?
Oh, better than it could have, but worse than it could
have. You are
just
the strangest man
in a nutshell, to be honest. I'm a little disappointed I rolled a one. It would have been funny to have you marry her.
I know.
Well, it would have solved one of the problems. You don't need to worry about
the
same
thing.
You
wouldn't have solved one of the problems.
Can I go and see Little Low now? Papa Little Low?
Yeah, all right. Papa Little Low is currently in between meetings, so he lets you come in.
You're staying with me, Greg.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, I am staying with you.
What do you need?
Just a couple of questions, Papa Little Low. So, Quiet Knives. How do they fit into our organization?
What do you mean? They don't fit into our organization.
So if they were to threaten one of our members, that's bad? We could offer protection to that member who got threatened?
What are you trying to tell me, boy?
They threatened me, Papa.
Oh, my God.
They threatened you?
Yes.
They threatened you?
Yeah, they did. Me.
He's the grease boy.
I'm the grease boy.
When did they tell you this?
It was a week ago.
I'm not happy you didn't come to me straight away.
They said if I came to you, that they'd kill me, and I was scared.
I'm not happy it took so long, but you came eventually, and that's good enough. Go.
Okay, I kiss the ring. And the...
Hold up.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.